Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is July the 6th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs chapters 22 to 24. Is it wrong to correct our children? We read in Proverbs chapter 23 verses 12 to 14 like this. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. The book of Proverbs is straightforward about the need to discipline children in order to bring them into adulthood with strong character and the ability to make wise choices. By correcting one's children, a parent can steer them away from more powerful forms of evil and ultimate destruction. However, we have come to an age when disciplining our children is being equated to abuse and child cruelty. The lawmakers in our country should take a moment to read the words of instruction that the wise King Solomon has penned down for all his readers. He has asked us to apply ourselves to instruction and words of knowledge with regards to raising our children. For justifying the nature of discipline that we should impose upon our children with an objective of correcting them, Solomon has made a declarative statement that needs to be noted. Children are often foolish in their talk and behavior. This is what Solomon declared in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 15. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of correction will drive it far from him. So the basic observation of Solomon is that children are naturally bound to be foolish, and they behave foolishly since they are immature physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Parents have God-given responsibilities to correct their own children and train them in godly fear, as we read in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 like this. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. During the process of training up our children, it is possible that our children will deliberately choose to disobey our instructions even after repeated instructions to them on the contrary. The reason for them to do that is due to the lack of reverential fear towards the parents. This is when the crime and punishment theory will apply. The children should realize that they should revere and honor their parents and reflect that through their attitude of obedience. If they disobey, they should be scolded verbally or punished through beatings that will instill a fear against repeating their foolish talk and actions. Of course, the beatings should never come close to physical, mental, or emotional abuse, which is something God hates as well. We should note that instead of disciplining his wicked sons, Eli rebuked them with a mild, "Why do you do such things?" He fostered a permissiveness that brought ruin on his house, on the priesthood, and on the nation. Even Prophet Samuel did not properly discipline his children, that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 8 verse 1 to 5, even after he saw the tragedy that happened to Eli and his sons. Please understand that godly wisdom cannot be lightly imparted. Disciplined training is of great value for the child. His momentary suffering will preserve him from the ruin that is bound to accompany the undisciplined life. The Bible teaches that spanking is to stem from an attitude of love and patience and is a necessary part of nurturing spiritual development. Let us not fail to correct and discipline our children in order that he or she must have wisdom and bring us joy in the future. As we read the words of wisdom from Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11 like this. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.